afternoon, and welcome to Pizza Ranch in Maryville on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. I'm John Coffey, joined with Matt Trenton, as we've got another good hour in store as we talk Northwest Missouri State Athletics. And Matt, it's kind of just a circus of riches, I guess, for Northwest Missouri State here this week, as again, soccer wins, volleyball wins over the weekend, football wins. It was just really a perfect weekend.
Yeah, it was. And you know, what's funny was, at this time last year, we were talking about how this might be the most successful fall of all time. And now we fast forward 1 year and we're kind of going through the same thing of, like, this might be the most successful fall of all time when you think about what all these Northwest programs are doing. Of course, the postseason's still on the horizon for all these teams, but it starts this weekend for Northwest Missouri State Soccer. They're the 3 seed in the MIAA tournament. They'll be at home, but, you know, they cap the regular season on a 7-game win streak, wins over the weekend over Missouri Southern and Missouri Western. Northwest Volleyball's won 7 straight. They had a good homecoming weekend, knocking off Missouri Southern 3-1, Pitt State 3 straight sets. They swept Missouri Western earlier in the week, too. And then, of course, coming back around and seeing Northwest Missouri State take on Northeastern State and a 36-3 win there, and really kind of dominated that one from start to finish, and not a lot of openings for the Riverhawks to do a whole lot, especially against that defense. So a really fun weekend overall, and things continue on with another pretty big week when you think about, again, soccer going into the MIAA tournament. Bearcat Volleyball's at home this week. Hayes and number 8 Nebraska Kearney on Saturday. Northwest Football at Nebraska Kearney, 2 6-2 teams in the league. And then, of course, we got women's basketball starting up, too. So there's a lot going.
My goodness, there certainly is. A women's basketball starting up really tomorrow night down in Columbia with an exhibition with Missouri. And they got started tomorrow, and then it's on for them for the rest of the season.
Yeah, you know what? We're going to go in and women's basketball Wednesday, women's basketball Sunday. They're back home around on Tuesday against Doan. That one on Sunday in between in Des Moines against Drake. So they're boom, boom, boom. Then they've got 10 days to get ready for the season opener against Southwest Minnesota State on November 11th. So they've got a lot coming up. Coach Meyer getting his team whipped into shape with some really good competition there on the road and at home. Of course, whenever we have that Doan one coming up a week from today, and we'll be touching on more on this as we go throughout this week and next week's coaches show too. But the return of Gene Steinmeier, who's on that coaching staff. Mallory McConkey is a graduate assistant for that team too. So that'll be a fun homecoming for both of those two. But yeah, the Bearcats on the women's side really getting things going in earnest tomorrow with a matchup of an in-state school and a school in the Southeastern Conference in Mizzou.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. And you touched on, too, the fact that Northwest Volleyball is home with UNK and football on the road to UNK this weekend. And those are two very big for the football game and also the volleyball match, two very important dates for the MIAA standings.
Yeah, 100%. When you think about it from the football side, you know, Northwest Missouri State, we saw the first round of regional rankings come out this week, and really it's just an alphabetical list of top 10 teams under consideration, but there's still so much to be decided. You can't really put much stock in that at all right now. Pitt State and Emporia State, the only two representatives from the MIAA, well, Northwest is going to turn around and face Emporia State in a few weeks, but then you think about 2 6-2 teams, Nebraska Kearney and Northwest. You think the winner of that one's going to have some movement. They might jump into those standings next week, or, I mean, they are right there. So this is a big one for the Bearcats, thinking playoff-wise, and they've kind of been in that mode for the last few weeks anyway. On the volleyball side of things, Nebraska Kearney and Northwest Missouri State are tied for first in the MIAA right now. We're coming down the final stretch with 4 matches left. This is one that could theoretically decide the conference title. Of course, Northwest also has Central Oklahoma on the horizon, too. They played some good volleyball throughout this season, too. But this is one of the big ones the Bearcats would love to check that off the list. All right, we've knocked off Washburn. We've taken down Central Missouri. We'd love to see Kearney be that next big ranked team they knock off. And that might open up the alleyway to go ahead and claim an MIAA title, especially outright. So a lot on the line this weekend. Of course, the Bearcats want to take care of Fort Hays on Friday at home first. But then after that, number 8 UNK on their home floor with the Pink Out game. That should be a great environment. Hopefully a lot of folks coming out for that one.
You know, when the schedule came out, there were a lot of road to matches to start the season. Then you turn around here to the second half of the season, things turned around. You had a lot of home matches, and Northwest really taking advantage of the home matches as they've had, and they survived that brutal road stretch there to have an opportunity to do some damage down the stretch here at home.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. It's, you know, a little bit surviving it because it's such a tough league, and but you want to grow within it too. And so, you know, you go back, Northwest Missouri State was sitting at 6-3 in league play. And then they started reeling off some wins. They've been playing at home, like you mentioned, 8 of the final 10 matches at home. Those only two road ones mixed in. They've already got those out of the way. They beat Missouri Western and St. Joe. They won at Pittsburgh State on Saturday. So now it's 4 straight at home. Let's go ahead and wrap things up. The Bearcats get to do it at home. And so, all right, take your lumps earlier in the season, and then the schedule really works out in their favor as things go down the stretch. I think we kind of could say the same things probably about Northwest Soccer, too, with the final 4 matches being on their home pitch, and now going 5 straight on their home pitch with Washburn coming in on Sunday, in the MIAA tournament. So, you know what, we talk a lot about the friendly confines of Bearcat Arena for maybe basketball or football for Bearcat Stadium, but they have been really good for Northwest Volleyball, Northwest Soccer to be able to sleep on their own beds and come out and play in front of home crowds.
And the crowds have been good for both of those.
Yeah, they have for sure. Not only that, you see the community get out, but it's also fun seeing the student-athletes support each other, and that's so huge. What's funny, this current 7-match win streak for Northwest Volleyball started at Newman, which was a particular match that the Northwest Soccer team was in Wichita already, so they came out and surprised the team and turned that into a home court advantage, even though they were in Wichita, and that's what kind of was the springboard for the 7-match win streak. So it's kind of funny there to think about, again, the student-athletes supporting each other and really changing environments in a big way.
And I think that really meant a lot, too, just the fact that they kind of rearranged the schedule, as you mentioned, having an opportunity to watch it down there, and probably had a pretty good atmosphere to root them on there as probably as much as what they had, the home team had down there.
Oh, for sure. I think Coach Worth mentioned, too, the previous year in Wichita, Newman was able to kind of rally. It's not a huge arena. We've been in there for basketball before. Not a huge, but it could be definitely a good for the home team. He kind of stacked that in there and not have to have a ton of people. It could get pretty loud. Well, Northwest really turning the tables on them there. And so, yeah, you know what? The travel schedule working out to where the soccer team could be there to support them. And pretty cool to see that. And so, again, both teams playing at home this week. And you can get out there and see volleyball and soccer and tune into some Bearcats football on the road.
That sounds good. We'll have that for you from Kearney at 2 o'clock kickoff. And our airtime comes up at 1 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day, and we'll continue to talk football coming up in just a moment as Cole Hembrell will join us, the tight end for the Northwest football team. That's coming up right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch in Maryville, and joined now by a tight end for the Bearcats and Cole Hembrell. And Cole, it's great to have you with us here on the show.
Yeah, happy to be here.
And Cole, let's just talk a little bit about homecoming this past weekend. A fun atmosphere at Bearcat Stadium, and you guys took care of business early in that one, defeating Northeastern State.
Yeah, it was a fun first half. Second half was a little ugly, but the first half was a lot of fun. It was a great atmosphere, and we took care of business, executed a game plan. Defense played outstanding.
Yeah, and that, how much fun has it been for you to be on the sidelines and watch what that defense has done throughout this season? They played outstanding Saturday, but that's been something that's been pretty consistent all year long.
Yeah, their run defense is kind of what they're known for, but that pass defense is getting better each and every week, and Coach Wright's a genius back there and calls a good game every game.
Now, on the offensive side, an injury bug really kind of hit early, and have you ever been a part of a team where you've seen so many injuries to so many key players at the same time during a season?
Honestly, no. In high school, we had some injuries, but it was never anything to this extent. But this year it's really hit us, like you said, early in the year. But we're trending back towards healthy, and it's the time of year where you want to be healthy.
Oh, no doubt about that. And I thought, too, you go back another week to that win over Washburn, you had a lot of guys that probably under normal circumstances, you had some guys with some bumps and bruises, things that might not have played, but because really they needed to, you had some guys really step up and answer the call in that game.
That was a very important game for us, obviously. I mean, one more loss, and there's a slim chance that we're in the playoffs, but that was a huge win. Cole made a great kick at the end of the game, and a lot of guys played through a lot of injuries to help us get that win.
And not only a lot of them, but you kind of been hit with the injury bug just a little bit too, had to miss a game, but you came real right back last Saturday and performed very well.
Yeah, my foot got a little banged up at Pitt State, and I didn't play against Washburn, actually, just because it was bothering me so much. But, yeah. Took care of rehab in the training room with our trainers and got back out there.
They do just a fantastic job. You might just talk a little bit about that. And they've had their work cut out for them this year with all these injuries. But it seems like you guys are taking care of about as well as any team I can imagine.
Yeah, Matt and Liz in the training room are awesome. They take such good care of us and get us in and out when we need to be in there and talk about mental health and all sorts of different things to keep us on the field.
And as you look at the way this offense has kind of progressed this year, it seems like the tight end is becoming more and more a part of the offense as things have gone along. And, of course, you're getting a lot of targets now, too. Just how has this offense really developed this year?
Well, it's a very balanced offense, in my opinion, and it all starts with the run game. If you can have a dominant run game, especially for the tight ends, it opens up in the play-action game for us. But Coach Sturdy does a great job game planning each week, and if we execute, it's most likely going to be there for us.
I imagine, too, it helps when you have someone like Sean Griffin become healthy now, too, where it gives you a lot of speed and a little bit of a deep threat that maybe you didn't have earlier in the year.
Yeah, KG's electric. He can make plays all over the field, whether it's deep or in the screen game or even on special teams.
Now, you got a big touchdown in the win Saturday as well. Just tell us how all that set up for you.
The long touchdown?
Yeah, you had that nice touchdown catch on Saturday with Northeastern State there, and just kind of talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, that was a great play call. I mean, we moved the ball, 60 yards down the field, I believe, and then it was actually kind of a sloppy play. I got chipped out of the line as I was not supposed to all week in practice, but me and KG made it work. We had a nice little mesh over the middle of the field and got me open.
I guess sometimes you just kind of have to adapt to what the opponents are giving you there, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah.
Talk a bit about coming from Illinois to Northwest Missouri State and the recruiting aspect of things. That what brought you to Maryville?
Yeah, so actually I'm from Chatham, Illinois. It's a small town right outside of Springfield, Illinois, and Charlie Floor actually recruited me out of high school, and I didn't get recruited until after my senior year, actually. And I took one visit up here when it was probably below zero, and I loved it.
Yeah, that's probably not what the Chamber of Commerce recommends for people to come in to town and take a look at things, but what really stood out to you, even with the cold temperatures and things, that really made this place seem like home for you?
You hear it a lot, but it was really the family. When I talked to Coach Wright, you could really just hear the true belief in the family culture that he has at this entire program for 19 years since he's been here. It's fantastic.
And as far as your studies, what kind of studies are you in here?
I'm majoring in business management. I'm graduating with my undergrad in December.
All right. So this is it for you then this fall for Bearcat football, or are you going to try?
I'm still looking forward to that. I'm still thinking about it, maybe starting my master's, looking forward to making that decision once the season ends.
Well, there's really no hurry, I guess, for you right now.
So no, not right now.
Just kind of go through this and enjoy what's the way the season's developed.
Yep, just trying to help us win games every week.
From the aspect of the tight end position, what are some of the things that people, when they talk about tight end, that might not necessarily think of, that some of the key parts of your job out there?
Well, in my opinion, this might be biased since I'm a tight end, but tight end's one of the hardest positions on the field with the task that you're asked to do, whether it's pass blocking, run blocking, blocking out in space on guys that are smaller and quicker than you, or blocking at the line of scrimmage, guys that are usually bigger and stronger than you, and then obviously the pass game. You got to be able to run routes on linebackers and DBs and safeties and all. You're just asked to do a lot. So in this offense, it's like I said earlier, it's most important to dominate in the run blocking. And then that can really open up the pass game for you if we can have a tight end on the field at all times.
This past weekend in the NFL, I think they were calling it, tight end day or whatever.
National
tight end day. I imagine that kind of makes you feel a little bit proud, doesn't it?
It does, yeah, it does.
You don't see any other positions get their own day during the season.
Nope.
I guess that's something that maybe ought to bring down to the Division II level. Right? Or is every weekend tight end day for you guys?
Well, that's what I like to think of it.
All right. Well, as far as goals that you've set here, what type of individual and team goals do you have for the rest of this year?
Individually, I just want to, like I said, I've said it all day, really dominate in the run game, because if I can do that, I know that's going to help our team most win every single game and move on into the playoffs and try to make a playoff run. And obviously, as a team, our number one goal is the same every single year, and that's to win the national championship.
And it's been kind of playoff mode for you the last several weeks, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's right now, it's playoff week, and we have to win every single game. There's no option to it.
Nebraska Kearney, the opponent this Saturday. What have you seen out of game study, and what the coaches have been telling you that will be key for the offense on Saturday?
For our offense, their defense is very well coached. They have athletes all over the field offensively and defensively. Their D-line, they're very well coached, and they just play very sound to their defense, similar to ours. They play differently than us, but they are very sound in their defense. So we're going to have to be well coached as well, which we will be, and execute our game plan, and we'll be fine.
All right. Well, Cole, thanks a lot for being with us here on the show.
Thank you.
Again, that's Cole Hembro with us, the tight end for the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats. We'll be back and have more from Pizza Ranch right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information available at 660-241-5001.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on products and service at 660-446-3376.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, providing local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday, and news updates throughout the day at MarylandVilleDailyForum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We are broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch as we continue to talk Northwest Missouri State Athletics and turn our attention to across country. And we're joined by Whit Cunningham, the head coach of the cross country squad at Northwest Missouri State, along with a couple runners off his team, Tori Castle, along with Matt Gakel. And Whit, I tell you what, as far as training for what's coming up this past week, you've had a chance to train about all four seasons, I think.
we're training through the conference meet, and in a nice solid training block right now. We get a little bit of spring, summer, fall all mixed in this week, which is a lot of fun.
I guess that's the beauty of living in Maryville. You kind of get used to that by this point, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we're looking forward to it. It looks like peak fall out. It's starting to feel like it, and it's always when it starts to smell like cross country season too.
And as far as peaking for the big meets, again, you've got a couple big ones down the stretch here. MIAA championships coming up on the 5th, and then a couple weeks after that, the Central Region championships, both in Joplin, but coming off that Platte River Rumbles, and you've had a week off since that particular point. As you look to get this team in peak shape where you want to be peaking at the right time, what's some of the big keys right now for you?
Yeah, so one of the big keys is not doing too much different stuff. We're going to kind of keep it consistent in what we've been doing, and I think it really revolves more off the course. What are we doing at home? How are we structuring our week to provide us an environment to recover, to not get sick, to train to a high capacity, and that's really the stuff we're looking to do as we get ready to peak up for the end of the year.
You talk about not get sick. How much of a factor too is it when you have these extreme weather temperatures? I think you see a lot of people maybe come down with some colds or different things because of that, to try to fight that off. Because this is something. I mean, we think it's pretty extreme going from 80 degrees to 30s here in the last day or so. But from a standpoint, that's somewhat common this time of year.
Yeah, it's common. It's still difficult, and everybody's dealing with it in the Midwest. You know, it's not just us, but, you know, we talk about it. It's like, hey, make sure you're looking at your weather app in the morning. Make sure you know what the temperature is. Make sure it's like, have an extra layer, have a jacket there. We can't totally control it, but those are things that are in our control, making sure that we're getting 8 hours of sleep, and, you know, that's what we're focusing on right now.
And I mentioned earlier, we were joined by Tori Castle, a sophomore from Trainer, Iowa, and also Matt Gakel, a junior from Council Grove, Kansas. And before we talk to both of these, Rick, just kind of tell us a little bit about their path this season and how they've done for your teams.
Yeah, both of them have had a little bit different paths, but a little bit similarities too. You know, we started off the year kind of with a slow burn, and they both been slowly progressing throughout the year, not without adversity either, and it's been really tough at times, but also really amazing at times to see them progress and kind of take leadership roles on the team too, which is amazing to really see that. This is Matt's first year here. He was a graduate transfer from Emporia State, actually, and he just stepped right in and embraced the program. And Tori's a junior for us and really stepping into that leadership role this year, and it's really exciting to see that.
Matt, just talk about making the transfer from Emporia State to Northwest and what attracted you to come here.
Yeah, so originally at Emporia State, things were a program that's very similar to Northwest right now. I think time-wise, we match up really well. So as far as the talent level, I think a lot of it's very similar. But coming to Northwest, I knew a lot of the guys here. As soon as I came in, they were really nice. They were very welcoming, which was really great. I didn't actually get a chance to visit beforehand, so WIC was kind of my only kind of knowledge of campus. I've been to meets before, so I've kind of been familiar with the facilities that we've got. But so far, things have just been incredible, and it's been really enjoyable to be here. So I'm really enjoying the season so far.
And Tori, just talk about this year for you and what's really stood out for you.
Yeah, this season it's just been a lot of fun. We have five new freshman girls, and we have a decent upperclassman too. So it's fun to be a leader for the team and really lead these girls who are new on campus and just show them what it's like to be at Northwest, and I've just really enjoyed that.
What are some of the things as you started this season that you felt that could be a leadership role for you that you wanted to impart with the younger girls?
Yeah, so just making sure to show them how important it is to recover outside of practice and do all those great things that we're supposed to be doing, and also just how I think mentally that side of being having a positive mindset, showing them that how important it is, and always being a positive encourager and good teammate, that's just really important.
Hey, Matt, coming in as a transfer into the program, I think one of the things Wick brought out, and you talked a little bit as far as becoming a leader, is just to come in as a new face and that kind of show what some of the experiences you've already had to this group here. It really, I think that says something to your character too, where they can come in and respect what you have to offer.
Yeah, especially since we have quite a few freshmen this year. I think our returners, we only have three or four of them, so it's a big shift of how things were last year. So I think that having a little bit of experience, especially in a freshman-dominated team, does actually help a little bit.
As far as weather, how's the weather different between here and Emporia training at this time of year?
Well, especially since last year was definitely a little warmer throughout this portion of the season, I think it's actually been warmer throughout this year as a whole. So where last year's regional meet and conference meet were both kind of chilly, I would still think that we're going to see some colder meets ahead this year.
I think you've got a good grasp on that. I think just by the way the temperature is out there today. And for both of you here, as you prepare for the final stretch of the season, what are the main things that you're looking at? Tori, Mike, to start here.
Yeah, just making sure that we're hydrating well, getting good sleep. We still have a week and a half until our next competition. So making sure we're preparing outside of the outside of track and making sure that we're doing the right things is really important.
Yeah, I'd say that's a very similar thing on our side, is especially with the boys, sticking with the little things. A lot of the training, it's the same at every school. We're all doing the similar stuff. So what we want to see is kind of in that margins. We want to be able to do those smaller things, the hydration, the nutrition, all that stuff.
What's been the biggest things that you've seen so up to this point in the season that from your individual standpoint, that for both of you as far as your races and things that you like, and maybe areas where you individually can improve for the next 2 weeks?
Yeah, I'd say individually, a lot of the big things is just competition within the team. If you can move up a spot on the team, that's a big deal. And I know that among a lot of our guys, things have shuffled around a lot. So we haven't had the same top five at any meet. So individually, if you can have a big day, somebody else might have a big day, and then all of a sudden your team's doing really, really well.
Yeah, that's very similar on the girls' side. We have a group of five or six girls that can all run together, and we can all push each other throughout the race. It's we all kind of try to stick together and use each other. So when we're racing, it's just important that we see each other and make sure we find each other throughout the race and stay encouraging through that.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting part of cross country is the fact that to a certain degree it's an individual race for you guys, but also the aspect of what your teammates can do to help you. Really, it's something that might be a little bit different than some sports.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely fun to be racing with your teammates. You don't always get when you're on the track side, there's not as much of a team aspect to it. But in cross country, it's more of a team, and you use each other more on this cross country side of it.
Wick, let's talk about the two big meets coming up with MIAA Championships and Central Region Championships, both being held in Joplin. I would imagine, from the standpoint of who comes out of the MIAA meet, that has to be a huge advantage going into that regional championships where it's on the same course there.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd say most of our athletes have also run this course before, they're pretty comfortable with it. Of course, we have a lot of freshmen that haven't, but it's a huge advantage for the Central Region Championships for those MIAA schools that are coming out of it. It's a great course. It's a fast course, awesome environment. It's going to be MIAA especially. You know, you're going to have great support from Missouri Southern and Pittsburgh State both being right there. You know, and other teams travel well, like Nebraska Kearney. Like, we're hoping to travel pretty well and really create that atmosphere where let's get our you know, people that aren't running on the course in spots where, like, no other coaches are going to be, no other athletes are going to be. Let's get them in those bare areas where you're kind of out there by yourself, and that's kind of my goal.
Yeah, you know, I noticed, I think maybe it was a year or two ago when maybe the regional meet coincided with the Bearcat football being down there to face Missouri Southern, and just the festival atmosphere that they had for that was just something I thought was very impressive, the job that Missouri Southern does in hosting that event.
Yeah, they do a fantastic job hosting that event. Coach Jamie Burnham does a great job putting that on, and you know, we had to switch sites for the conference meet this year, and he was able to step up. It's like, hey, we'll do it, we got a good course, we got a good environment, let's do it. And I love it. And we're excited to go down and compete on that course again.
And as far as your teams go, what's the biggest steps you might see them make between now and getting ready for these two meets?
Yeah, just staying consistent right now. We don't want to look at these meets as like, okay, this is like the big show, the big time. We need to really step it up. It's like, we want to look at this as, hey, let's just continue to execute and do the same things we have all year. Like, things come together when we don't try to change what we've done all year. Things come together when we continue to do what we've done all year.
And let's just find a little bit out about Matt and Tori here, that outside of running and competing, first of all, Tori, just explain a bit about your studies and what you hope to do after graduation.
Yeah, so I'm studying exercise science right now, and I plan to go to physical therapy school after graduating, so that's the goal right now.
And what do you like to do for fun outside of school and racing? I know that both of those things take up a heck of a lot of time, especially this time of year, but what are some things you like to do to relax?
Yeah, so when we do get time to relax, I like to definitely take time to relax and just hang out with friends, watch a movie, do things like that.
And Matt, let's talk about your studies.
Yeah, so I was an exercise science major as well in my undergrad, and now I am getting my master's in data analytics. The end goal there would be kind of to combine the two into like a heart rate analytics type position. So I would say overall it's been a really difficult transition between the two because they're so different. But it's been good so far.
I think on the outset it looks like it's a little bit different. But when you talk about analytics and how a lot of tech things are moving into athletics in all sports, it seems like that could be a very lucrative field to go into.
Yeah, I think at the moment I actually had an internship over the summer, and they were the ones that kind of pushed me in that direction. And so I've seen kind of the business side of it as well, just kind of seeing what they've been able to do with that.
And outside of athletics and academics, what do you like to do?
So our team has a great out-of-practice environment, so it's really fun to be out with them. some of the things to do on my own. I do like reading books quite a bit, so that's kind of my me time is with the book.
Any genre in particular you like?
I'm more of a nonfiction guy, so if it's a running book, that's really fun. But I've also kind of branched into a couple other things. There's a Kansas author that wrote a book about the Smith Center football team called Our Boys. That's one that I'm reading right now, and it's incredible.
All right. Well, again, Matt and Tori, it's been great having you with us on the program here in WIC. It looks like a pretty big few weeks are coming up for cross country, and this is kind of what you guys point for every year.
Yep, this is what we're guiding towards all year, and we're really excited to get out there and see what happens.
Everybody pretty healthy at this point?
Yeah, for the most part, you know. You know, everyone's got little nicks and dings here, but that's every team everywhere, and, you know, we're going to work through that, and, you know, like I said, just excited about it.
All right. Well, again, thanks for being with us here today.
And thank you.
Yeah, that's Whit Cunningham, the coach for the cross-country teams in Northwest Missouri State, and also a couple runners off that team, and Matt Gakel from Council Grove, Kansas, and Tori Castle from Trainer, Iowa. We'll be back. Have more right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Twaddle Realty. Whether it's residential, commercial, or a farm property, broker Brian Twaddle can list it and market it through custom 3D virtual tours, pictures, and more. For information on all listings in the Maryville area, 562-7562 or online at twaddlerealty.com.
Underwriting for this program is provided by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More information available at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Back on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show, talking Northwest Missouri State Volleyball, we have head coach Amy Wirth, as well as sophomore Peyton Kirchhoff. Appreciate you two coming in. Joining us here on the Coaches Show today, the Bearcats have reeled off 7 straight wins, 19-5 overall, 13-3 in the MIAA. Things have to feel pretty good right now, Peyton. A lot of matches at home. The team is playing well, playing at a high level. You guys sweep the MIAA weekly awards. What's the feeling like right now in the locker room?
I think the feeling is really good right now, especially just because we're finishing out our season at home. We're super excited to have our last 4 home games all in a row. We're not traveling anymore. It's great. We definitely like to defend the paw, which is what we say. We want to defend our home court, and I think that we're just prepared to do that this week.
For as difficult as maybe it was to start things off, Coach, away from home so much and on the road and playing in difficult spots, the schedule makers kind of, all right, they did it right because we're finishing at home. Does it feel like we've kind of hit our stride at this point?
It feels better to be at home from the standpoint of it wasn't fun to be on the road as much as we were, so I'm just happy that we are at home. And it's all worked out from the standpoint of where we're sitting, and excited to be able to, like, defend the paw, as she says, and do that at home.
Is it kind of a matter of, this worked out in our favor because we were able to handle the MIAA schedule? We took a lot of body blows early, but here we are finishing strong. We're better for it in the long run. Do you kind of have that perspective, or does it really even matter in the long run?
I don't know. I just keep my head down and work. I don't really look at it from a big picture perspective. I think about who we're playing next, and we prepare for them and go about it that way. But it can be a perspective to look at it that, you know, we took some blows early on and had some losses and have learned from them, hopefully, and we can use that to better our team here as we get in this home stretch.
And a lot of the talk right now is playing inside Bearcat Arena a lot more. Of course, Pittsburgh State and Missouri Western were both on the road last week, the majority of the final stretch, though, being at home. But Peyton's current 7-game win streak actually started at Newman in Wichita, which was also when the Bearcat soccer team was there cheering you guys on the road. Is there something to be had there? You guys are on a 7-game win streak. They've reeled off 7 in a row, and it feels like I don't know, things are just kind of working out well right there for both teams.
I think we're just going to keep trying to ride that, both teams. I know we love the women's soccer team. Having them at Newman was such a special feeling, not to even be at home but still have a home crowd almost. And I think that we're both just going to keep pushing throughout the end of our season.
So rare to be able to be on the road, but to have that kind of support, especially from students. Is there really a feeling of the student-athletes supporting student-athletes around this university?
There definitely is that feeling. I mean, you know pretty much every student-athlete on every team here, or you at least know, recognize them. You see them in the training room. They're wishing you good luck. It's just a really home feeling with the student-athletes.
Well, Northwest Missouri State, 19-5 overall. They've reeled off 7 wins in a row. Mo West, Missouri Southern, Pittsburgh State last week. And, Coach, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, sweeping the MIAA Weekly Awards, the Setter of the Week going to Alyssa Rezaj, Peyton receiving the Offensive Athlete of the Week, Jaden Ferguson, the Defensive, putting things together, and it's kind of reflected within those awards. What did you take away from that 3-0 week?
That we worked harder than the other teams from the standpoint of what we did and how we put our resume together, you know, on the court. And from the standpoint of just putting our head down and gritting through some of being on the road for 2 more times, I thought they did a good job. It's hard to play in other people's gyms, and I thought we did a great job being able to get the wins that we did and the way we did.
You couldn't have been in Pittsburgh State probably any shorter. Quick drive down, win in 3 sets, right back. It doesn't get much better than that for a road trip, but there was some extra motivation, wasn't there?
Yes, some extra motivation. Here's what it was. If they got 2.0 blocks per set, they get ice cream. Okay, so we've already awarded them 2 times with ice cream. They got 2 blocks per set for every single match that we played on the week. Okay, we ended at Pitt State, so what better way to go to Freddy's and to have ice cream at Freddy's? But if we beat them in Pitt, if we beat them, then we got fries with our hamburgers. And we don't normally buy fries. We don't normally do that kind of stuff. So we normally eat pretty healthy. And we went all out, and they were excited about it and had quite the cheer when we won.
They're all in for it. Peyton, is there like an active total on the bench of like people keeping track of like, we're at six blocks, let's end it now?
There definitely is. We turn to the bench every time we get a block, and everybody's like, ice cream, like one more till ice cream. And then like in between sets, it's like, okay, we need to get 2 more this next set or we're not getting it. Like, we're very motivated for it.
Are there strange looks from the crowd or the opposing team at that point?
I don't even think we care to look. We're just like, we are getting this ice cream. We are like, we don't care what other people think. We're freaking out for ice cream.
Well, hey, there's 4 more chances to get this done throughout the year. All of these coming at home, as you mentioned. Fort Hays State on Friday, Nebraska Kearney on Saturday. Not to overlook Fort Hays, because every match is a big match, especially when you're trying to close out a potential MIAA conference title. Tied at the top right now with Nebraska Kearney. Number 8 UNK coming in on Saturday. Coach, when you think about UNK coming in, Central Oklahoma still on the schedule. 2 of the teams that handed you conference losses are still out there. I don't say a revenge factor, but is that in your mind at all when you look at this last stretch?
Not necessarily revenge, but how are we going to beat them? And we are watching film and scheming and watching our film the last time we played them and thinking through how we can improve our situation and our chances of getting those wins and what we need to do. So a lot of scheming going on, a lot of film watching, but less about revenge. I don't know. We don't really play that kind of game when it comes to things on our shoulders or chips on our shoulders. Like, we just tend to be super simple and work hard and figure out a game plan and execute that game plan as much as we can.
Well, Peyton, Coach talks a lot about control the controllables, do it what we can, and you have a chance to win out and win in a conference title. Obviously, it's one of the things we probably talk about preseason, or at least in your mind a little bit. That's a goal. It's within your grasp. It's right there. Is that something that's kind of internal motivation for this team right now?
It definitely is. I know a bunch of girls on the team have been going around to every single class and being like, you got to come to our games this weekend. We're all just very motivated, especially internally motivated and externally, because Kearney's a good team and we really want that conference championship, regular season conference championship.
The Bearcats play Fort Hays State on Friday at 6 o'clock inside Bearcat Arena, and then Saturday afternoon at 3, number 8 UNK comes to town. It's also the Pink Out game. The first 100 fans get a free Pink Out shirt. Also raising awareness for breast cancer research. So there's a lot going into this, Coach, to where what's going on the court, but also the overall message of the Pink Out game too.
Absolutely. We'd love to support the Pink Out game and be able to wear pink, but also understand what it stands for and what we're going for, not just for that win, but for something bigger than us. And we love to do things like that.
That's coming up this Saturday at 3 o'clock against Nebraska Kearney. The Bearcats also just one win away from reaching their fourth straight 20-win season. Again, it's just something that's kind of out there and doesn't necessarily give you a trophy, but it's one of those marks of let's get to 20 and build off that. And that's a pretty impressive stretch of potentially getting to four straight years of 20 wins.
Yeah, just super proud of the girls for being able to do that, and especially in a row. It means that we're doing something right when it comes to the way that we're training them, the way that we're recruiting. It gives you a lot of feedback when it comes to the coaching staff and just how we can continue to do what we're doing.
Northwest Missouri State, four more matches all coming at home. Be sure to check them out this Friday and Saturday. Peyton, Coach, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Northwest Missouri State head volleyball coach Amy Wirth and sophomore Peyton Kirchhoff for joining us here on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Northwest at home Friday at 6 and Saturday at 3 o'clock. We'll take a break. Back with more on KXCV KLRNW.
Support for KXCV KLRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and First Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Back on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show, we are talking Northwest Missouri State soccer. The Bearcats 12-4-2 overall, 8-3 in conference play. Just wrapped up the MIAA regular season slate over the weekend with wins over Missouri Southern and Missouri Western. We are joined now by head coach of Northwest Missouri State soccer, Mark Gordon. Also, sophomore Lucia Fernandez and senior Annie Alacio. Appreciate you three joining us here. And boy, it's exciting times, Coach Gordon, as we are onto the postseason. The MIAA tournament starts on Sunday. You've earned yourself another home match. Overall, the feeling, the vibe like around this program, Bearcat pitch and everything?
Just they're excited. You know, it started a little bumpy in the beginning of the season, and I knew we would find our legs and figure out what we needed to do, and it's just a process. And, you know, the season isn't determined in the first 2 weeks, and I thought the women did a really good job rallying around each other and taking the time to work out the details for us to be successful, and, you know, introducing a few new faces and things and team chemistry on the pitch. All of those things started to happen for us, and so here we go again.
Well, and you mentioned, you know, things might start out a little bit rocky. The defense has been good throughout, but obviously the scoring's come on. The offense as of late, you've won 7 in a row, which is a win streak that actually started against Washburn with them coming to town on Sunday. We were actually just talking with volleyball about how, boy, you know, it might have been rough early on because a lot of matches on the road, but then you finish out with a good stretch at home. You had 4 straight at home. The weather actually turned out to be perfect this weekend too, a little bit warm, but was that a good lift to say, all right, our last 4, We're sleeping on our own beds. We're playing on our pitch. And we're kind of able just to focus on ourselves and not the extracurriculars of what goes into being on the road.
Yeah, that's exactly what we talked about. It was nice to have those last matches on at home, you know, minus the high 40-mile-an-hour winds on Sunday. I think everybody was ready to spend some time. You know, you go out your four or five matches on the road, and so to be home and kind of get into your normal routines of, you know, in the week of training, classes, and just the things that we like to do while we're home.
Andy, whenever we look at Northwest, 12 wins right now, one away from matching the program's single season high, which was last year with 13. 1-7 straight, things are going well heading into the postseason. Does it just feel like there's just a different vibe right now with this team? They're like, hey, every time we step onto the pitch, we're going to come away with a win.
Definitely, yes, of course. I think our confidence right now is very good. And as Coach already said, we took a little bit longer to find our rhythm within the team, like new players, new chemistry and everything. I had to start playing with Lucia, and we took a little bit of time, but now I feel like we've been understanding each other a lot more, and I felt like the team has found this rhythm. So, yeah, of course, our confidence is very good right now, so we've been preparing ourselves and our mindsets to go and win games, because that's what we're here for.
That has to be one of the overlooked portions of sport and being on the pitch, too, of that camaraderie and the chemistry and certain communication with different players and players from all around the world, too, of we have to be on the same wavelength, and obviously Northwest has kind of really hit their stride right now.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, sometimes I get a little bit lost because I don't know if I talk to Letty in Portuguese, if I talk to Lucy in Spanish, or with Kaylee in English, coach. But, yeah, we get along very well. So, and by the end of the day, it's soccer language, so we do understand each other.
Lucia, what's it been like for you of coming in and getting to know coach, your teammates, and getting that communication down to where you know that once you step on the field, you're able to just kind of go and not have to think quite as much as play soccer?
Yeah. So for me, it was really, really nice to come here because every teammate take me so good. So for me, it was not too hard to keep playing with them and keep playing, so it was really good. And I think we are going to far. We are doing so good. These last games we are winning, so we have to keep it up. Don't drop the intensity and keep playing. So yeah, we are focused now, and we got goals and we are getting them. So I'm so proud of the team. Yeah, we have to keep it up. We have the time now to win the games because, yeah, we are in. So, yeah, keep it up and go.
And, hey, it's been working. Northwest, again, 12-4-2 overall, 8-3 in the MIAA. Only one goal allowed over the last seven matches, outscoring your opponents 11-1. Defensively, has it always just been a staple for this team? Of course, maybe getting into a rhythm offensively and the passing and be able to find the back of the goal, but defense just kind of travels no matter where you are, right?
Yeah, so yeah, I play in a position where I have to defend or take the ball up. So yeah, I'm very hard defender, and yeah, I know how to keep the ball up, and players like Anne, Hannah, they help me in the middle to get passes and go up. Yeah, so.
Yeah, Lucia sits as a holding mid. It's kind of a dirty job at times. You don't get a lot of recognition, or if you follow the game and understand it, the work that she puts in, she's kind of the linker between the front five and the back five. Just keeps us organized in the midfield. And is just kind of picks up that first wave as attackers come in and into the with the ball. Typically, we'll have responsibilities with the the attacking mid of an opponent, probably their most forward playing midfielder. And so she's in challenges a lot. So yeah, she's been great for us for sure.
And I'm sure part of it, too, is everybody understanding their role. You know, no matter where you're at on the pitch, it's stepping up and playing your part so it all can come together as a whole. And obviously, we look at what Lily Ellis is doing and getting headlines with 12 shutouts, but that's a team effort.
Yeah, it was interesting. The university posted something about Lily, and I thought it was great, you know, that all of the defensive players, because everybody's played a role in that, and to have the success they have, just the organization. And I think the dynamic this year has probably been a little bit harder because we have seen a lot more variety in teams and how their shapes they're playing. And that's, you know, sometimes some teams have five midfielders, some play with three. Some are playing with five in the back now, and it changes in the game. If they're defending, they're playing with five. If they have the ball, they're defending with three. And so it's been a really good growth year for understanding just different formations and still being true to who we are and not having to change a whole bunch to manage the game. And I'm just really impressed with the growth of the team and how they've taken on some new responsibilities and things, and understanding that every one of our opponents is going to be a challenge by what they're doing.
We're talking Bearcats soccer with head coach Mark Gordon, Lucia Fernandez, Annie Alesho joining us as well. Annie, beat Washburn back at the start of October. Again, that start of this win streak, that was a 1-0 victory. Now they're coming into town. That one was in Topeka. How do things change a little bit? What are your expectations of the Ichabods this time around?
I think our mentalities has changed a lot. Our connection and everything. Our first game against Washburn, we had lost three games, right, Coach? And so we had that pressure. Hey, we got to wake up. We got to go. We got to play. And then finally, thank God, we found a rhythm against them the first game. But now everything changes. Like, we're going to be doing our jobs, studying them and watching the game against them to see what we can do better to improve. And I'm pretty sure they're going to be doing the same thing. They're going to study us, and they're going to come hard because they want to win the game. And I think both teams know what to expect from each other. So we're just going to do what we can control and just go there and play our game.
So you mentioned that first time. It was almost three losses. And again, there's more leeway within the season. It was early on. But almost the backs against the wall of like, all right, what do we do? We can play better than this, and kind of having it all come together. Is that something like to feed off of as a competitor of like, all right, I got to battle my way through this?
Oh, yeah, of course. I think whenever you're playing soccer, of course, I mean, there are things that you cannot control, and nobody likes losing. But well, we're just glad that we found our rhythm. And as I said, with this winning that we've been getting, we have a different mentality, so we're ready to go.
So, Annie, you were with the Bearcats last year, and with the Bearcats as experiencing that success, the end of the region tournament, and so much there. Lucia, your first year at Northwest, what's this been like playing soccer for the Bearcats?
So, yeah, for me, how I say, it's a really good team. I mean, and everyone know how we have to play, so we have we get better in communication. We know like how like to play. So yeah, and we put goals to get like a how and a safe. We start to lose games, but we talk about we don't can play lose more games. And at this point, we start to win more games. And at this time, we didn't lose more. So, yeah, I'm really proud of this team. And, yeah, I feel so good playing with them. They're really nice girls and teammates. So, yeah, I feel really good here.
Yeah, we started setting goals we always get together as a team for team bonding and everything. But we were like, hey, we're losing games. What's happening to us? Like, we have a good team. We have the players. Like, this is the time. This is it. So we started to get it together more as a team and, like, set goals for the weekend. And since we started doing that, we actually have been achieving every single goal. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Sometimes just putting it on paper, putting it in front of you.
Yeah.
That's what you need, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been working for us. So,
and Coach, part of building a culture is holding yourselves accountable, and you've got players doing that. And has to feel good knowing that, hey, we're pushing this in the right direction.
For sure. You know, there's so much, you know, there has to be buy-in from the players with some of the things that the coaching staff is trying to implement and the things, but ultimately if there are the culture pieces can be player led and the idea of ownership of the program and them creating their successes and unifying around a common three or four goals of a game and knowing that they're accomplishing those, that ownership, that it does, it feels good. It takes the pressure off, I think, of the staff a little bit and knowing how serious our players are about their commitment to the program, to you know what the university's doing on behalf of the program and providing to help us be successful and the players we have taking advantage of it to get the very most out of it.
Northwest Missouri State will be back home on Sunday taking on Washburn. That's the first round of the MIAA tournament. Looking forward to that one. Coach, Lucia, Annie, appreciate the time, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That is Northwest Missouri State head soccer coach Mark Gordon, sophomore Lucia Fernandez, and senior Annie Alesho joining us here on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll take a break. Back with more on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment in Maryville, Marshall, and Chillicothe. With a full AgCo lineup, including Fendt, Massey Ferguson, Rogator, Terragator, Sunflower, and more, information on new and used ag equipment is online at ZieglerAg.com.
Support comes from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community more than 50 years. Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers a variety of tile, hardwood, or carpet options. The design center is open Monday through Saturday and is online at eckerdsflooring.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Back at Pizza Ranch here on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe, talking Northwest Missouri State women's basketball as the Bearcats getting set to take on Mizzou. That's coming up tomorrow at 7 o'clock tip-off from Columbia. Also exhibition at Drake on Sunday. Coach Meyer, as well as redshirt freshman Lauren Gillig joining us. Appreciate you guys coming on and chatting here a little bit. Coach Meyer, season coming back around. If you had some scrimmages, the Bearcat Bash, does it feel like ready to go and dive right back in?
Yeah, we're excited. You know, basketball season's so long with preseason starting, you know, basically the end of August, and you hope you're playing into late March. So it's a really long season. So we've tried to make sure we kind of have paced ourselves through the preseason so that we're ready to go when the season starts. Obviously, these are really important games. They are exhibition games, so we want to make sure we're continuing to kind of build up to our regular season that starts here in a few weeks.
Lauren, this will be your first action, not only suiting up but getting onto a court, redshirt season last year. What's the offseason like knowing that you're going to take the floor and play? I'm sure last year probably a little bit hard of doing everything and then not actually able to go on the floor as a redshirt.
You know, the redshirt season is definitely a mentally challenging one, but I had four other redshirts to go through with, and I think we're all just ready to compete and show what we can do, and it's pretty exciting to, after sitting a year out and then getting the opportunity to get on the court, but yeah, we're ready, excited.
Well, so Coach named you guys last year the Fab Five, the five redshirt freshmen. What's the bond like with that group of all the work you guys put in together and then kind of not that you're distanced from the rest of the team, but you're kind of in your own group there of like, we're going to grind this out together and be ready to go next year.
Yeah, for sure. We were definitely very close. We, like on road trips, we had to share a hotel room together because we – thankfully, Coach Myron let us travel with the team, which was really an awesome opportunity, but we did. So we were close because we shared the hotel room and we did our own like redshirt lifts and redshirt workouts. So yeah, we were definitely a close-knit group, and I think it made us stronger, especially a group of freshmen.
Coach Meyer, so much potential on this team, and also coming off a 17-win season. I know you're looking forward to, like, all right, we can get things going and continue building off that. But when you see what, like, Lauren's bringing in and some of these other redshirt freshmen or true freshmen within Ella, what do they bring to the table that, you know what, we had some good players, but now we're kind of just infusing even more talent?
Yeah, I mean, I think from an offensive standpoint, you know, I think we still got to get better, still got to improve, but I think we're significantly better than we've been with teams in the past. You know, through the group of redshirts, like you talked about, you know, Lauren, somebody that came in, had an injury that kind of held her back a little bit, but a whole year to get better, stronger, faster, learn a system, and you know, she's going to be in our starting lineup on Wednesday night. So Lauren Iman, somebody else that's come along from a post standpoint, continues to get better, and then you add in the kids that have had the experience as true freshmen last year with the Kelderman, with Peyton Kelderman, with Evelyn, Kelsey Fields, and so on, and then the experience with Jaina, Emma, who will be coming back soon. So we got a lot of different pieces. We got a team full of talented kids, and that's a really good thing. It can also be a tough thing when you start to manage you know, playing time and who's in your top 7, 8, 9, whatever that number is. And so we try to communicate it with everybody and just, hey, everybody's got to stay ready. Everybody's got to keep competing every day in practice, because things can change, you know, week to week as far as, you know, who's in that mix, just because there is so much competitiveness within our team.
Whenever you look at that and knowing you're going to be in the starting lineup tomorrow and the chance to continue to earn that throughout the season, how special is that? A young player, but you put in so much time to get to this point.
It's really special, especially coming off the redshirt year. I also sat out my senior season with an ACL injury, so it's just really special for me to know that I put in the work to get me to where I am now, and I'm excited to compete.
Ultimately, you can throw out goals, and everybody can kind of list what they want throughout this season, Coach, but for these first couple exhibitions, you've got Mizzou and Drake and then Doan. What do you want to see, and are you still kind of, all right, we're going to figure out our rotation as we go, or you have a pretty good idea of that?
Yeah, no, you know, we brought kids in and still have them coming in today, and we just drew it up on the board. Here's the 8, 9 we're going to go with as the rotation, and if you're 10, 11, 12 beyond that, you got to be ready, because things happen. Injuries happen. Foul trouble happens. Maybe a kid that was 11, 12 had a really good week of practice and passed 8, 9, whatever it was. So everybody's got to be ready. And in these games, I think, you know, playing somebody different, number one, will be important, because we get tired of scrimmaging ourselves every day, where you know exactly what play the other team's running, even if you try to hide it and whisper it or whatever. By the time the first pass is made, they all know what's coming and they know how to guard it. And, you know, we've been pretty good defensively as a team over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years. So, you know, being able to see somebody else, obviously tonight there's going to be a lot of, or tomorrow night there's going to be a lot of length on the floor, you know, 6'4 post players and 6'2 guards. But, you know, if we just go in there and execute, do what we do, defend, be into the game, play with energy, do those things that we focus on every day, I think it'll be good for us to kind of see where we're at and make adjustments going into the next exhibition game.
Lauren, you're from Blue Springs. Who is the greatest shooter of all time from Blue Springs, Missouri?
Gonna have to go with Lauren Gillick, not Austin Meyer for sure.
Well, wow. Yeah,
and Austin was going to say John Sunbolt. So, right answer. I like
She's confident. She's shooting about 50% from three in practice right now. Hey. So we like that. We like that confidence.
You got to have it. That's awesome.
Coach Meyer's a close second for sure.
Close second. I'm right there.
I don't know about that. Northwest Missouri State taking on Missouri in an exhibition tomorrow night. Tip off at 7 o'clock. Coach Meyer, Lauren, thanks for the time. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matt.
Lauren Gillick is a redshirt freshman with Northwest Missouri State women's basketball. Austin Meyer, the head coach, entering his fifth season. Bearcats taking on Mizzou. That is coming up tomorrow at 7. Our pregame on KXCV, KRNW will start at 6:30. That's going to wrap things up for us here on the Bearcat Coaches Show from Pizza Ranch in Maryville. Appreciate everyone for joining us for the last hour and everyone involved with today's show. For John Coffey, I'm Matt Tritton saying so long from Pizza Ranch.